The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Ideas, new businesses, it's all part of what we share here in common. The folks from My Cool Inventions and Dream Big America together. So, I'm Doug Steffen. I'm from the Dream Big America camp, or at least I was. Now, I did not defect. I'm not a traitor. I didn't run away. I found colleagues in the face and name of Akos Jankura, one of the great success stories in America when it comes to home shopping, finding inventors, finding new products, bringing them to market, along with John Cremins, who with me do during this hour, Monday through Thursday, the Dream Big America concept gives way to My Cool Inventions, or the other way around. Monday through Thursday, Dream Big gives way to My Cool Inventions. Whatever the message, the idea here is to support entrepreneurialism and ideas for new businesses, to get them started, get them off the ground, and do whatever we can to show our support. And what better way, Independence Weekend, to show our support, to have everybody here to do our contest as usual. Congratulations, first of all, to our winner, the monthly prize last week, according to your votes that came through as of last night. The winner, guys, was Kenny Urachega. Or Urachenga, I guess it was I didn't pronounce his name right, I don't think, once when he was here. But anyway, he had that Twilash, the design developing solutions for the beauty and healthcare industry. So what potential does that have, Akos? You're the guy who solves problems of getting things to market. What do you remember about this guy's product and whether or not it's something that has universal appeal for something like home shopping or QVC?
Well, I was on HSN this morning, actually, just for the show, and it amazes me how much beauty products they actually sell. I'm always in, you know, we always talk about us being on the live shopping with our gadgets, but right. I think the time, the percentage of time that they actually take is, you know, in my category is about 4-5%, but 40% of the air time goes on things like beauty products.
Really?
Yeah, and you want to get on HSN, you want to, you know, the cha-ching comes from beauty,
yeah.
Fashion. What do you think, John? Beauty, fashion, what else
the
category?
Jewelry used to be.
Jewelry used to be, but it's not really anymore. But beauty and fashion, that's what they're watching. And you want to get yourself a licensing deal, maybe with somebody like Jennifer Flavin Stallone, or how about that, John? Who else do you think?
Or like Adrienne.
Adrienne Arpel,
some of her cosmetics.
Suzanne Summers was doing a little bit of it, too.
Yeah,
you know, get a licensing deal with one of those guys, let them do all the work, and collect the licensing fee on the patent.
That's what I like. Let them do the work, and you get the money. What's
I like sustainability. I like continuity. Yeah. That's my deal.
Well, it's not continuity. It's called an annuity. But you got to, I mean, you work at it to a certain extent. But if you don't think these guys have the contacts, ladies and gentlemen, anybody who wants to be a part of the Dream Big America concept, My Cool Inventions concept, go to either of those websites and look around to see how you can participate. You have an idea. We want to encourage you. That's what this program is all about. And the television has given so much support through shows like Shark Tank. It's not always positive here, although once in a while, if you don't do a really good pitch, we might help you make it better in some hopefully constructive way. But in general, these people have a connection that is second to none. It's like gold. And so participate as you will and as you wish with your ideas. Try to get the information to mycoolinventions.com or dreambigamerica.us. I noticed today, this, you know, we're talking about new businesses and stuff. There's always, and I think you have this, Akos, the idea of bringing new products to established companies. I see that Gillette has a brand new razor with something called FlexBall technology that seems to be the wow. And I'm betting this was not engineered by anybody at Gillette, but that they found this. Somebody came up with this, and they went to Gillette, and they sold it. How often does stuff like that happen?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Everything that you look at. In fact, I saw that invention. I thought to myself, that looks a lot like the Dyson ball vacuum cleaner. You notice that, John?
Yeah, absolutely. It,
that looks,
right.
looks just
a
like
razor
a
blade that looks like a vacuum cleaner.
Well, you know the vacuum, the biggest vacuum right now and all around is that ball. They call it the ball.
The Dyson ball.
Dyson ball. So there's no wheels on it like a traditional vacuum. Just one big ball. Oh. It looks the color and everything. Even the colors lifted from the ball. It looks exactly like that vacuum.
Really?
And I saw that razor. I'm going, oh my gosh! Somebody took the flexibility of the vacuum into corners and everything else and took it to a razor. It's not a big leap. It's like, you know, you still got to be really flexible in a razor. You got to do all these little areas. And some, I'm sure, some genius inventor said, huh, that would make the razor better. Went and patented it, right, mm-hmm. for $1,500. I bet you they didn't have to put in a full patent. Just get a patent pending for $1,500.
Yeah.
Did all the artwork, and I bet you they knocked on the razor company's doors and saying, hello, I have a better razor.
Yeah, and for that, what do they get, $4 or $5 million? Or they get, if they're smart, they just tag onto it. So they sell for a certain amount up front. You get a piece of everything that they sell every day after that, right?
I'll tell you what I would do in my what I do every day. In fact, this week, you know, I was up filming a commercial doing exactly what we were just talking about. In my books, I always try to collect a royalty, and the royalty number is typically, well, Gillette, you'd probably be like 1 or 2%.
Right.
You know, so something like that. I look for some of the gadgets. I can sometimes get myself 2 or 3%, but even a quarter of a point on all the Gillette sales, seriously, around the world, that would make you some serious
money. So what kind of money are we talking about? When you look at a concept like this, Gillette's the largest manufacturer of this type of instrument in the world. Not in America, in the world. So what does it mean to get onto the to piggyback on the backs of a company like Gillette?
All right, I can give you some reference points. Aubra, and I don't want to give away any players and secrets, but Aubra was just a bra on television and sold in 60 countries. We did 120 millions. We licensed that. They ended up probably with $15 million a year.
Really?
So a razor, I would probably say it's a couple hundred million.
Really?
It's not nothing, as I say.
It's not nothing.
A couple hundred million, by the way, is 200 times 3,000. It's 600 grand every day.
Mm-hmm. There you go. How about that for sales? Hello. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. And you get a point off of that. That's $6,000. 2 points is $12,000.
Actually, that was the royalty number. That's not
the royalty.
That's the royalty number.
Doug, you should actually see the profit margin that are in razors.
Oh yeah,
Gus and I were like looking into that, right? And it's unbelievable.
There isn't a razor out there of any manufacturer of any sort that's more than 20 cents.
Really.
Yeah.
Doesn't
all right. Let's start a razor blade company.
We've tried. You know who's doing a good job at that? Who's doing a really good job? Right. Have you seen the Buck-A-Day razor guys?
No, I remember Bic, the cheap razors for whatever you used to pay for them, but I don't know the Buck-A-Day razor guys.
They're all on the Facebook and social media. They sell you a razor for a buck.
Really?
And let me tell you something, it's a 5x margin.
Really?
Yeah.
So 20 cents is what it costs them to be. Oh, my God. Well, see, you know all of that stuff.
It's
and
crazy.
You
got
to drool.
Eyeglasses. Eyeglasses is another one. Do you wear glasses?
I do. I usually buy them in the store for $10. But
yeah, they don't cost more than 50 cents.
Well, you go, you know, I had to get a prescription because I'm not driving well at night without glasses now.
Right.
So I went to the place I had it done in L.A. where I had my eyes tested and stuff. They charge $180 for the test. Okay, that's fine for an hour.
Well, that's because you're in L.A.
Right, yeah,
I mean,
course.
You have the L.A. tax.
Wait a second. But wait a minute. So he wants to sell you lenses, $400 a pair for lenses. You go to Costco and get the same ones for $49.
I'll tell you one other really ridiculous one. Here's another really ridiculous one.
Yeah?
You know the Beats, how they just bought it for, what, $1 billion or some odd? They made Dre...
Yeah, almost $3 billion.
$3 billion. They made Dre a billionaire. Beats.
Yep, okay.
I'm going to say this because I researched it. We went to China, went to all the factories. There isn't a set of headphones. None. If it's an earbud one that goes in your ear...
Yeah.
There isn't one that sells for more than a dollar, costs more than a dollar. And if it's one of those cover-your-ear ones like we're both wearing right now,
yeah,
there isn't one that's more than $5-6.
The Beats, I think, Richie says that you saw them for Best Buy at $14.95 or something like that.
No, they're $300, but it only costs them $14.95
to make them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's some packaging in that I didn't take.
Really?
I was shocked. Every time I go to the Genius store, you know the geniuses who are in the mall there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they want like $39 for my little white earbuds. I know that wasn't a buck.
Really?
And it just, I don't believe, you know what, though? It's got a good brand name on it, a lot of marketing behind it, you know, a lot of people, a lot of chickens to feed in that thing. So, you know,
I'm not saying that the... We were talking yesterday about how you price things, and it's what the public perceives to be value.
Correct.
That's all it is.
Bingo.
It's nothing about what it really costs you to make. I mean, how much money? Look at the cars that are sold today. I drive by, there's a Route 9 in Framingham, and they have all the car dealerships. I saw the Chevy dealer says on the car out in the road, save $9,000 on this car. So, I mean, what kind of margins are there? If you have on the sticker, the car is $39,000, you can buy it for $29 or $30. The margins are both on the dealer side less than what the corporate side is. But if there's that kind of money in these things, imagine, you know, why the General Motors and all these other Ford and Chrysler can build these monuments. You see the new dealerships that they're building these days, even though those are private entities, in essence licensed entities, they still are tributes to how much dough they're extracting from you, either buying a car or getting service there.
Right.
Yeah. All right, enough on that.
Enough of margin talk.
Yeah, margin talk. All right, we have to get to Dream Big America contestants. This week, the My Cool Inventions winner from last week is one of the three participants. Philip Morrison of Nose Globes is going to explain and have a two-minute pitch time, so we'll be able to figure out whether he's going to come away with the prize. And what happens here, every Friday, we have one of the My Cool Invention winners goes head-to-head with a couple of the Dream Big America folks, and then we pick a winner. You can vote starting at 10 o'clock Eastern time, just pretty easily going to DBA at 612-22-DREAM, texting DBA to 612-22-DREAM, or you can go to dreambigamerica.us, the website there, and vote for your favorite contestant. After you hear all their pitches, go find out more about them. We'll download and then put up as a podcast all of these the three different pitches. Also, joining Mr. Morrison, Lisa Lucker. Lisa Luckenbach has founded a company called Wiggleless, and I'm intrigued about that. We'll find out more about what this presents to you. And then there's Duncan Dashiff, who has a concept called iCitizen that is very engaging as well. So we have all three of these competing to win. And then every week, as you know, on Fridays, we have the winners. We have weekly winners. At the end of the month, we'll have all three of the weekly winners together so they can take a shot at the $20,000 monthly prize that is available for people who have great ideas and want to be in this arena. Echoes and John and Doug back with contestant number one for this week. In a matter of moments, you're listening to Dream Big America. Check us out at dreambigamerica.us or connect to mycoolinventions.com.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call AutoSave Go today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24/7 roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no-obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now, 800-260-9703. That's 800-260-9703. 800-260-9703.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like all American-made Breed Love acoustic guitars, 15% off. A Simmons electronic drum set for just $2.99. Or M Audio Studio monitors just $99 each. And pick up a boom mic stand for just $19. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
Now time for us to get to the meat, the heart of the matter, if you will. Akos and John are going to ask questions. They'll be the observers. We're going to have all three of our presenters here. They'll get 2 minutes to explain what their invention, what their idea is, what their business is, and you'll be able to vote for them from 10 o'clock this morning Eastern Time until next Thursday at 10. You'll be able to vote for the contestant. You go to dreambigamerica.us. You'll see the story behind the story for all of these folks. And then, you know, you listen to the two-minute pitch, which we're going to get right now as we get started with Philip Morrison, contestant number one, the winner from a week ago in the My Cool Inventions contest for that week. Company is called Nose Globes. Philip, welcome back in here again. Tell us a little about you before we ask you for the two-minute pitch.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Well, like you mentioned, my name is Phil Morrison. I'm a 42-year-old father and husband. I've lived in the Pacific Northwest for about 30 years now. My full-time job is as a police officer. You know, I love my job and I love helping people, but a large part of me has always been entrepreneurial. I love the idea of working for myself and sort of charting my own destiny. And, you know, being a full-time cop is rewarding work, but the hours are terrible for a family and the work can be dangerous. I just love the idea of being my own boss, and I love the idea of inventing things that no one's ever thought of before, and, you know, making something out of nothing just really kind of appeals to me.
That's
kind of how I got started with this.
That's the right attitude. That's what it takes to be successful. You're on the right course, no question about that. Let's see if you can pull it off today. You'll have 2 minutes, and then Akos and John, as time permits, will ask you some questions as follow-ups. But right now, Philip Morrison on his own for 2 minutes to explain Nose Globes. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Friend, do you have trouble breathing through your nose at night? Have you tried the leading nasal strips and found them to work poorly? Do you snore and toss and turn? You should be breathing through your nose with the help of the most intuitive product design imaginable, Nose Globes. Think about it. When you comfortably expand the nostril, what shape is it? It's a sphere. Nose Globes are perforated spheres that allow the free flow of ambient air in through your nostrils while you sleep at night. They're custom sized so they fit perfectly and comfortably inside the nose while you sleep. The tension and rigidity of the design gently cause you to flare your nostrils at night, which allows you to breathe through your nose while you sleep. Nose Globes cannot be installed too high or too low, and don't rely on any adhesive to stick to your skin. Our product maintains dilation indefinitely while the strips lose their tension over the course of the night. The basic mechanism of our product is superior. The tensile strength of the globes push the nostrils out from every conceivable angle. The nasal strips can't make that claim. Science will tell you that a good quality sleep is one of the most important things you can do for your body. A recent article in the UK Guardian said that going without sleep for just one night causes changes in the brain similar to those that occur after a blow to the head. Studies have shown high correlation between poor sleep, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or multiple sclerosis. Those globes can help you sleep better by allowing you to use the one thing on your face for what it was meant to, breathe. If you're like me, you have trouble breathing when you're laying down on your back and you struggle to find a position that works. You tried the nasal strips and the chemical nasal sprays, but it either didn't work for you or you had mediocre results. The nasal sprays are full of harsh chemicals, and once you start them, you have to continue, which is expensive. And hey, you're inhaling harsh chemicals into your sinuses night after night. How good can that be in the long run? Nose globes let you breathe through your nose with zero side effects, and they're reusable night after night. Stop spending money on nasal strips that you throw away every morning and don't work all that well to begin with. 150 million Americans are just like you and me. We can't breathe through our nose when we sleep, and we need a better solution. Noseglobes.com.
All right, time's up. Three new contestants on the air today. He's the first one, Philip Morrison of Nose Globes. And that two-minute pitch will be available later on today at DougStephan.com and at DreamBigAmerica.us for you to listen to again. All right, so ACOS, questions or clarifications for Philip?
How much is it?
How much does it cost, Philip?
This is going to be a 1995 product, and for that price, you're going to get a range of sizes because this product really determines or depends on a custom fit. It has to fit perfectly. So I'm planning on setting a range of sizes to folks so they can kind of mix and match, find their best fit, because frankly, if they're too big, they're going to be uncomfortable. If they're too small, they're not going to fit. They're not going to work. So I have to find the exact perfect match, and for that, you're going to get six individual globes. And hopefully from there you will find your best fits as an individual.
John, question?
Yeah, Philip, you know, I'm listening, and I was listening to some of your claims that you were making, and you were talking a lot about, you know, function of the body. So the FTC really looks at these types of claims, and what you were saying in your pitch, even though you may have researched some of it, do you have backup or have you actually had these checked yourself for nose globes?
Well, as you're probably aware, a clinical study is very expensive, but what I have had is a sleep doctor in the New York area contact me. He believes in the science. And, you know, frankly, the science has been proven and borne out by the market leader here, the nasal strip manufacturers. The exact same concept. It's nasal dilation. It's not uncharted water that we're in here. It's just a better way of doing that.
Yeah,
so the science has been borne out, but...
Yeah, basically, because, you know, coming from the home shopping industry and knowing what it takes when I go on air to do a product, the FTC is so in depth in regulation for the companies. It's tough. It's a tough road.
All right, there's contestant number one, Philip Morrison from Nose Globes. You want to vote for him? When it's all said and done, you can text DBA to 61222 Dream or vote on the DreamBigAmerica.us website where he and the other contestants are put forth all the information about all of them. Anything you want to know, check it out at dreambigamerica.us.
A little right, a little left, but always independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
Welcome back to Dream Big America, giving a voice to entrepreneurs, a vote to you. Dream Big America is a program conceived by me and my partner Adam Taff, and then we get together with Akos Jankura and John Kremens to put the best minds together. Notice, John, I said put the best minds together. All of our minds are as one. And so we're trying to help innovative people pursue their dreams, empowering them and you to vote. So we have contestant number one taken care of, Philip Morrison. That two-minute pitch will be available at dreambigamerica.us and dougstefan.com in just a matter of moments. Meanwhile, we go on to contestant number two. One of the Dream Big America people this week is Lisa Luckenbach, who is the founder of Wiggle Less in Ojai, California. Lisa, welcome in. Say hi to Akos and John. They'll be asking you questions after you make your pitch.
Okay. Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this lady, I can tell, is going to get our attention right away. You know, it's all, Lisa, you may have been told this before. Those of us who are in the radio business or television business know that oftentimes how well you do depends on how you sound. Not necessarily what you say, but how you say it. You have a nice presentation already. I'm impressed with the authority in your voice. Tell us a little more about you.
Okay. Well, as you said, my name is Lisa Luckenbach, and I am passionate about animals and dogs. I've had dogs all my life. I think I probably was a dog in a past life, maybe a golden retriever. I've been called a Renaissance woman by some. I'm a licensed massage therapist, a registered yoga teacher. I am an ordained minister, a breast cancer survivor, and now I find myself in an entrepreneurial chapter of my life. And my vocations have always been fueled by one purpose, that we can all live a high-quality life no matter what the circumstances may be. I have a wonderful husband. We have three wonderful daughters. We are first-time grandparents as of last week, even.
Good for you. Congratulations.
We have three shelter dogs from our local humane society, and we all love to hike and camp and be in the great outdoors. So no complaints.
Well, it doesn't do much good to complain. It only does good when you do good things and are recognized for it, and hopefully that'll be the case here. Good luck to you. We're going to give you 2 minutes to pitch Wiggle Less, and then after that, John and Akos will ask you some follow-up questions. So go ahead now, 2 minutes worth of Lisa Luckenbach explaining her product and the concept of Wiggle Less.
My name is Lisa Lukenbach, and I love dogs. I'm the founder and owner of Wiggleless Dog Back Brace. It's been over 7 years since my dachshund, June, was diagnosed with intervertebral disc disease, also known as IVDD. The standard veterinary protocol for IVDD is anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, pain medication, and approximately 6 weeks of crate rest. Our vet told me, once diagnosed with IVDD, a dog's back is like a ticking time bomb because any movement can re-injure the back. So how was I supposed to keep June from being a dog who loved to run and play and wiggle with excitement? I wanted answers, and I couldn't find anything. I found nothing online or in stores to help support a dog's back, and I refused to see her suffering and in pain. So I designed a back brace and had one sewn up for June. When she wore it, she could still run and play and wiggle with excitement, but she was now supported. Her back was stabilized, and she loved wearing it. I was so excited because it really worked for her. She wore her back brace during her most active play times and every time I took her for a walk. Her brace caught the attention of our vet, who said, you know, there's a lot of dogs out there who could benefit from that. And that's how Wiggleless began. June never went to the vet again for back problems. Although June passed away in 2012, she leaves behind her legacy, Wiggleless Comfortable Dog Back Brace. Because of June, Wiggleless is helping dogs all over the world now. We have 8 sizes to accommodate many breeds and builds of dogs. It is estimated that 1 in 5 dogs suffer from intervertebral disc disease. When used as directed, the vet-recommended and patented Wiggleless Dog Back Brace is designed to curtail twisting, relieve stress, and provide comfortable, firm back support for dogs. If you think your dog's suffering from back pain, you want to see your vet immediately. At Wiggleless, we've got your dog's back. I hope you'll vote for Wiggleless and check out our website and Facebook page.
I'm looking at that right now. I'm looking at these dogs that you... I have a 14-year-old English bulldog who is a light of my life in many ways. And she was run over in my barnyard about a month ago and lost her vision. And there were real serious concerns as to whether she would make it. And she is back so full of all kinds of great things. But I'm looking at this because she has some issues with her, not her back necessarily, but her rear end.
Uh-huh.
But I wonder if this isn't something that would be marvelous for that. So that's what I get out of listening to you and going to the website. More importantly, Akos Yankura and John Kremens from MyCoolInventions.com. John, a question. We'll give you the first shot at getting more information out of Lisa.
Yeah, so Lisa, how far along are you on the development of this? Do you actually have it for sale, or have you
looked at
manufacturing?
I do. I've been online for just almost 3 years.
Wow. So, I mean, your sale's pretty decent?
They're not bad, but I'd like to get them out there. There's over 105,000 veterinarian offices in the U.S., so I'd love to see Wiggleless's in every vet office, and, you know, so there's more to sell.
What's your price point on it?
There's 8 sizes. They range from $64.95 to $139.95.
Okay.
All right. Hey, guys, follow-up from you?
I was wondering about the patent. You said you had it patented?
Uh-huh.
So what did you patent on it? What was the specific artwork that made it unique enough for the patent office to grant you
the design patent is there's boning on the side. So depending on the size, there's, you know, more boning on the largest size. There's 8 pieces of boning that are, 2 are sewed in alongside the spine and then along the sides. So it helps that curtailing of the twisting and keeping the back aligned and straight and supporting the dog. It's very firm support.
Do you go to trade shows? Do you go to any of these big industry trade shows?
Well, I just got back from a Wiener Fest in Toronto, and I'm going to the Super Zoo in Las Vegas. But this is really the first time I'm venturing out. I'm the owner, and I've done everything, so it's been a very busy time from manufacturing to all aspects of the business. So now I'm ready to get out there more and have some.
I would strongly recommend big trade shows. There's one in Orlando also, big super pet shows. Because that's where you're going to meet the manufacturers and the distributors. If you want to reach these 105,000 veterinarians, it's going to be hard for you to do so. But there are repping groups and manufacturers who actually visit all of them. So what you want to do is you want to hook yourself up with one of those guys to prevent you, you know, give you all the work. They'll do all the work by putting that in their, I guess, their book of offers for the vets. And you want to get to those distributors. And I think these big super shows, a huge one in Orlando we go to, every year, and that would be a place for you to start. So I encourage you to go to these sort of industry big trade shows and find your path there and find lots of contacts that are going to help you out.
All right, so there it is. Lisa Luckenbach, who has presented her Wiggleless, a great idea for dogs who have back problems. I'm impressed by this. And if you want to vote for her, you can be impressed or show your impressions by texting DBA to 612-223-7326. That's 612-22-DREAM. Or you vote on the DreamBigAmerica.us website and send one of these contestants on to the finals for the month. Thank you very much, Lisa. Nice to have you on with us. In a moment, we're going to meet Duncan Dashiff, who is not only an entrepreneur, but somebody who is engaged in things that we all ought to be thinking about. What's going on in our country? How do you get more involved as a voter or a citizen, that sort of thing? So we'll be interested in hearing Duncan's pitch in just a moment here on My Cool Inventions, the portion of the program that Monday through Thursday brings you a different entrepreneur, different idea every day, combined with Dream Big America. Check all these contestants out at dreambigamerica.us.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like all American-made Breed Love acoustic guitars, 15% off. A Simmons electronic drum set for just $2.99. Or M Audio studio monitors just $99 each. And pick up a boom mic stand for just $19. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia's Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. Get responsible.
Final contestant in the Dream Big America contest this week with Doug Steffen and Akos Jankura and John Cremens is Duncan Dashiff, who represents iCitizen. Duncan, welcome to Dream Big America. Tell us your story.
And happy 4th of July to everyone.
Personally, I grew up in Alabama. I'm often asked what sport I played growing up in Alabama. I did not play football. I actually learned to play ice hockey in the state of Alabama, and my ice hockey career ended when my high school career ended because I wasn't particularly good. Not many of us were growing up playing ice hockey in Alabama, but I now live in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm married. I have two children. I previously had a long-time career of about 18 years working for large financial services organizations, and in 2012 made a conscious decision that I wanted to step outside my comfort zone and become an entrepreneur, spending my time trying to make a difference in the world. The sort of proverbial do well by doing good sort of mantra was important to me. So since that time, I've actually been involved with starting a healthcare-focused firm where we're very organized around trying to help build new healthcare service delivery enterprises that are doing good things for patients. And we've actually started a company that does that in the behavioral healthcare space. And then also was involved in the founding of iCitizen, which is a totally different and unique type of company.
All right, you got 2 minutes, Duncan, to explain what iCitizen is about, and then we get a couple of quick questions from Akos and John. Go ahead. 2 minutes starts now for iCitizen.
Thanks, Doug. So quickly, I'll just share with everybody the idea and how it came to be. So in 2011, just before I left the corporate world, I was actually channel surfing and watching many stations and found that there were several stations that were basically expressing that the will of the people around certain issues had been quantified by different polls. And what I found in channel surfing was that depending on what channel you went to, you found out that oftentimes the data was in conflict with one another. And I personally drew the conclusion that if I couldn't figure out what the American people wanted, there was certainly no way in between election cycles that our elected representatives could possibly know what American people wanted in terms of the issues that were important to them. And so it dawned on me that as individuals, we do have this unique ability to have our voice heard every 2 years, but these elections are largely about an ideological reset and highly partisan as a result. It's really forcing us to have to choose between Coke or Pepsi, so to speak. But what really matters to the individual is more personal than that in terms of the issues they care about. And I like to call this the individual's political DNA, which are those very specific issues that are personalized to me or to you, Doug, and they move over time. And what I care about at the federal, state, or local level today is very different than what I cared about 20 years ago. And wouldn't it be great if I could have a platform where I could personally monitor those issues that I cared about? It would really drive my voting behavior, and it would allow me to hold my representatives accountable around those issues and influence outcomes in between election cycles. But unfortunately, in between election cycles, the opportunity costs associated with monitoring our representatives' behavior around those issues that are most important to us and actually trying to discern fact associated with those issues, the opportunity costs, as I said, are far too high for the average citizen. And as a result, there's little opportunity in the interim for us to actually influence day-to-day government, given the voice, access, and power of special interest groups.
I think your time is up.
I asked myself why there couldn't be a technology platform that eliminated those friction costs and empowered citizens in a way that hadn't been done before. And out of that, iCitizen was born. And so iCitizen is a nonpartisan civic engagement platform with the mission to empower
time's
citizens.
Up. Duncan, you've got your time's up. I think you've got a little bit more time. We have about 30 seconds. Akos, you want to take a quick shot at clarifying something with Duncan?
Yes, the trademark iCitizen. I was just looking at John and I were wondering, does Apple not own all the i-type names?
They do not. That is our trademark.
Okay. Is it because it's a small I and not a big I?
It's because it's actually tied to the specific platform as defined. So it's a registered trademark, iCitizen is.
iCitizen, all right. Good luck to you, Duncan. Thank you. You did a nice job presenting. Yes, we do need more of the type of information that you're providing. I hope that you continue to do well. The voting begins at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Text DBA to 61222DREAM for your favorite, whether it be Philip Morrison from Nose Globes, Lisa Luckenbach with Wiggle S, or Duncan Dasher from iCitizen. Vote between now and next Thursday. We'll find out who the winner is a week from today on Dream Big America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
After the hour now, time for a visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, an attorney who specializes in being right. And that's kind of a nice thing, isn't it, Steve? You like to be right about things.
It is helpful.
Yeah. I only pick clients who are going to win. Right? That's what
you're
doing.
Only the innocent.
Yeah, only the innocent need apply. All right, so what we do here is overview some of the items from the charts. The week ending July 4th is our focus. Obviously, July 4th weekend. One of the big rulings, number one issue, as a matter of fact, on the countdown, is the ruling by the Supreme Court on the Hobby Lobby contraception case. How do you see this as affecting Obamacare? Is there legally some noose that can be put around the neck of Obamacare as a result of this ruling?
I don't really think so. I think it's a bit more narrow than maybe the media had originally reported it. You know, you had a closed corporation, a small corporation, not a big public corporation, that believed that it was against their religious principles to provide for contraception. And so the Supreme Court agreed with it, but they did limit their ruling in that case to just closed corporations. So your big public corporations aren't going to have to do this, or they won't be able to do this. So I think it's not going to be quite as broad as it appears, although right after it, the day after they did Hobby Lobby, they allowed Wheaton College to also not provide contraceptions. And what was odd was there was a stinging dissent by the three women on the court, and there was a lot to what they said, because in the decision with Wheaton, they contradicted on legal grounds what they had said with Hobby Lobby. So it's really hard to say what the Supreme Court will do.
All right. So that's the – I thought that some of the rulings, just my own sort of pejorative, I was happy that some of these rulings came down the way they did. I've referred to it as pinning the president's ears back a little bit when it came to executive orders. There also was a lot of focus on the EPA, especially in the rulemaking that is way beyond whatever congressional authority they've been given. People are tired of that. That's why these cases. What about the executive orders controversy? Where does that come down?
Well, as far as it's going to be very, very interesting because we've had the imperial presidency growing and growing, where the president has taken on powers that perhaps were not envisioned in the Constitution or developed legally. And this is challenges have only been happening recently. But it does seem that the president's powers, if you look strictly to the Constitution and the laws, are a bit more limited. And they're getting very, very expansive interpretations by this administration as administrations prior to it. But this time, Congress is fighting them on it.
Well, and appropriately so, I think, anyway. That's my own, again, point of view. The let's see, the immigration policy and what's going on. Can it be legal? Is somebody going to challenge this for the minors to be bussed around and flown around as they are at the moment? Every week we seem to see a different story about this group being moved from Texas to Arizona or what, wherever they're being moved. Were there too many to be processed, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, the politicians have just done a horrible job on immigration, and I single that out because I think the politicians across both aisles have done just a horrible job in for years and years now. But in immigration, it is the lack of a concrete policy that I think has led to the fact that you have so many children crossing the border. You know, we enforce immigration policies. Sometimes we ignore them. Other times we talk about amnesties. We talk about enforcing and not allowing states to enforce, and it has to be done by the federal government. There's no one in charge. There's no coherent policy, no real leadership on this. And the resources, you know, the resources aren't being activated, but it's become more of a focus with the horrible human toll that we're seeing with the children immigrants. Because it's one thing to, you know, deport an immigrant who's an adult. But when you have these vulnerable kids, you can't just, you know, treat them as chattel. You've got to do something in a humanitarian fashion. But I think the whole problem goes back to an immigration policy that can't decide what it wants to be.
Well, it's like so many other things. And people who supported this president, you look at the numbers this week and how lackluster the support is for his administration and for him in general since World War II, supposedly nobody's been less popular. And it's because of this kind of stuff. This is what people are basically fed up with. They're fed up with being told one thing and another reality being the case. So that probably is going to continue to be a focus of our charts and the information, the conversation, as Talk Radio pursues this through the fall elections. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with a legal.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.